This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, it's Tuesday. Have a great Tuesday, you guys.
We got three more days till Friday.
Uh-huh. I was kind of angling for Maria there, but.
I don't have Morgan saying Tuesday.
Oh, you don't? Oh.
I got to figure that one out.
Here's one for you. Ready? Tuesday.
Damn. All right.
Then you can use that later.
Yeah, okay.
That'll be fun.
Oh, jeez. We'll do it live.
We'll do it live. All right, time for Celebrity Tries, brought to you by the Christmas in the Canal Toy Drive. The Multicultural Center of Marin is doing a toy drive for children in need this holiday season. The center is collecting unwrapped toys and gift cards by today. Head to multiculturalmarin.org to get details or make a donation. Today is the last day. Thank you to all the Alice listeners who have already made donations and dropped off toys. It's been a great, of course it has been. You guys are always so generous. But if you're looking for a few bucks to drop in the Goodwill bucket, this is where you can put them. MulticulturalMarin.org. Check them out.
By the way, I looked up that story about the government not buying more of Pfizer's vaccine, and it's far more complicated than they simply turned it down. There was, there's a he said going on here. And ultimately, while I'm not willing to defend the Trump administration ever for any reason, they say it's really normal for the government not to buy up something when they believe there's another vaccine right behind this one that's going to get approval. And so I wonder
what they bought of the Moderna stuff.
I don't know. But the way you said it to me took my head off. Like, I can't believe they would turn that down.
They turned it down.
They did. But they also said that Pfizer could not guarantee them when they deliver, and they weren't willing to put an order in.
Get in the queue anyway.
Listen,
right?
You and I don't need to fight about this. I'm just telling you what they're saying. They said, we're not buying something without you telling us when you can deliver it. That was one of the things they said.
Yeah.
So there's the article.
Okay. A couple guys paid Smokey Robinson to make a cameo video. These are very popular, Vinny. They just wanted to wish their mom a happy Hanukkah. She loves Smokey Robinson. Smokey costs $350 a video. So let's see if he crushes it for them.
Smokey.
Hey, Margo. How you doing?
Margo.
Surprise, surprise. This is Smokey Robinson. I know you didn't expect to hear from me. But I was contacted by your sons, Jeff and Jared. And they wanted me, they told me that you used to live in Detroit across the street from me. And gosh, that's beautiful. How you doing again? Nice talking to you again, I guess. But anyway, you're living in Vancouver now, and they wanted me to wish you happy Chinookah. I have no idea what Chinookah is, but happy Chinookah because they said so. Anyway, God bless you, babe, and enjoy Chinookah. Have a wonderful time.
Oh, he just keeps saying it.
$350 well spent, people. That is absolute gold. They could have paid $5,000 for it and it still wouldn't be enough. That is.
So Smokey and I have something in common. We mispronounce things regularly and
they
repeatedly.
They just must have spelled it with the CH spelling, right? I've seen it spelled like that. I mean,
absolutely.
That's the only possible excuse for that.
Let me also say this. Smokey Robinson looks younger than I do.
Yeah, Smokey said Smokey is looking good. I don't want to say he's had work done, but that dude's had some work done.
That was a miracle, what I just looked at.
It's a miracle. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. That is, he looks great.
He's 80.
Yeah.
That's... guy's 80.
Yep.
I swear to you, I know you can't see this out there listening now, but that guy looks way younger than me. Mm. Way younger, by 25 years younger.
He looks 80? Yeah, he's an old man. Put that up on our Sarah Mini Facebook page so people can see. It's adorable, actually. He doesn't look at the camera once. He really just is looking at whatever he's reading. And, you know, that's how he's filling his days. Like, $350 for 30 seconds of video.
Well, I hope Margot, rather than being upset he doesn't know what Chanukah is, realizes that she's gone viral now.
Chanukah.
So thanks to her son's spelling of Chanukah,
yep,
that greeting will go worldwide.
Yeah. It's a... you'd think at 80 he'd have seen it written that way, but yeah, maybe he doesn't read that much. I don't know.
Well, you'd think he'd say, "I'm getting paid $350. Let me check this.
Let's figure this out. Let me Google that real
quick."
Mm-hmm. Right. Speaking of Hanukkah, tonight I think is night 6. So last night for night 5, the Hanukkah sessions continued. Kirsten and Grohl. This is Greg Kirsten. Who plays a lot of the instruments in this. He's playing piano on this and playing harmonica on this. Last night they covered, so they've been covering Jewish artists' songs, and they did Drake. I didn't even know Drake was Jewish. They did someone called Peaches from up in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
They did Mountain, right? And what was the...
Mississippi Queen. Yeah, that was good.
And then the first one, I can't remember what it was, but they've done...
Beastie Boys.
Oh, that's right. God, why can't I never remember that? They did Sabotage. So last night they did a Bob Dylan song. And This is probably my favorite Bob Dylan song, if I have one. Here we go. It's on you when you're trying to be so good. An anthem. I mean, even if you've never heard of Bob Dylan, you've probably heard that song, especially if you get stoned.
I honestly don't like that version.
Yeah. It's heavy on the drums. I don't know if they are actually doing the recording when they're shooting this, because there's a video that accompanies each one of these, but man, he is playing the drums and singing, and the mic is right above the snare, which snare is so heavy-handed. But they're fun and they're having a good time with these things, and a lot of people are wishing.
I liked
Hanukkah
his Hotline Bling. I liked his Sabotage, although it sounded like he was tearing his voice out.
It did seem like that. I would have recorded that one last.
And while I know of Peaches, I don't know the Bleep the Pain Away.
So All Alone.
So I don't really know that.
Everybody must get stoned. Ellie has weighed in on this.
She loves
this song.
Oh, she does.
She says, "I love that song." I'm like, "Who knew, Mom?" I think she probably gets stoned. Mom, do you get stoned? Why wouldn't you? I mean, you know, you're 75 years old. Why wouldn't you?
Well, I don't dislike the song. I just don't like that version of that song.
Yes. Yeah. 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 I don't know if she loves this. Do you love this version, Mother? Could you specify? Tonight on television, it is, you know, it's specials time. This is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
This is on CBS. It's a 1-hour special called Play On, Celebrating the Power of Music Making Change. So it is a charity concert that they want you to watch, and I assume they want you to make a donation as well. It benefits Why Hunger and the NAACP Legal Defense and Education Fund. The performers include John Bon Jovi, or maybe the whole band. It just says Bon Jovi, so maybe it's the whole band. Minus the people they've kicked out because of problems.
You mean Richie?
Yeah. John Batiste. Machine Gun Kelly's going to be on here. Snoop Dogg, Maren Morris, Sheryl Crow. And your hosts? Oh, yes, Vinny, your hand
no,
is
up. No, go ahead. Go. Your hosts?
Your hosts are Kevin Bacon and Eve, who I assume will also perform. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
You know, over the weekend, I put on... the early Saturday Night Live, and it was with Foo Fighters and Kevin Hart, and yeah. and my wife goes, oh my God, the Foo Fighters are on again? But apparently they were just playing that as a repeat, even though earlier in the year they were doing the early version of the same show. Anyway, they didn't do that this time. But I was curious because I read Pete
Davidson
did Machine Gun Kelly. Did you see the new Saturday Night Live last Saturday night?
I saw the one with Timothy Chalamet, who I am. It's so wrong how attracted I am to him. He's got to be 35 years younger than me. He's so effing cute. So he hosted. And Bruce Springsteen was the musical guest. It was actually, I'm going out on a limb. I thought it was a really one of the best shows they've done in a long time. There were a lot of really funny things. And Timothy Chalamet was so funny because John comes walking out while he's doing the monologue. And I'm just, he's like, you're freaking giggling. You're giggling. It's like, could you not giggle even when I'm in the room? It was really funny. I'm like, oh, you can watch this part. Come watch this.
So it was good, but did you see the Machine Gun Kelly take, and was it a burn or was it nicely done?
I'm trying to think. He and Pete appear to be really good friends. They were in almost every skit together. I think the Machine Gun Kelly came out on a talk show, like a Dionne Warwick talk show, and she would just keep dismissing people. I think she's like, this guy's going to kill me. His name is Machine Gun. Get out with you. So he's only on there for a second. Okay. I don't think much.
The way I saw the write-up on it, I thought, oh, they're roasting Machine Gun Kelly.
It didn't seem like that at all.
Got
it was more of a roast of Dionne Warwick, frankly. Like, she's hosting her show and everyone's in there for 1 second. And she asked them, well, now, can you help me with my next burn on Wendy Williams? That was like the theme of it. So, but anyway, the real Machine Gun Kelly will be appearing tonight on this. It's a one-hour benefit special called Play On, Celebrating the Power of Music Making Change, CBS. So I love a good conspiracy theory. And
you do?
Sure. Who doesn't love a, you know, you want to hear about it. It's like,
sometimes I do. Sometimes I'm just like, I can't entertain this.
Well, when I was a kid, there was the, you know, Paul McCartney's dead thing, and we would look for clues on all the album covers.
Or the Rod Stewart story, or the Richard Gere one.
Well, those are more like urban legends.
Oh, okay, sure.
And then no one was leaving clues about the what might or might not have been in his stomach or where the sun don't shine.
Right.
So Taylor Swift fans, apparently she does leave clues. She loves this kind of stuff. So she leaves like little Easter eggs and little clues for people to tell them what. I have no idea. But they take all her album art and they go through it and look at every square inch of every single thing that's on there and what message has Taylor sent to me, that kind of thing. So she just dropped her second surprise album of the year called Evermore. And so there was Folklore, then Evermore. And now fans are convinced that there is a third album on the way to make it the Three Sisters instead of, because she called Evermore the sister album. This one would be called maybe Dumbledore, something that rhymes with Evermore and Folklore. However,
come on, Dumbledore.
What's that?
What are you doing?
That was a joke. Yeah, see, I threw a joke in there. So if you look at the deluxe edition of Folklore's cover, I guess I'm just not swift enough to be a Swifty. The word Woodvale is hidden in the trees.
Woodvale.
So everyone's convinced that that's their clue that there's going to be another record. She says that that was the fake album name that she was working. It has the same number of letters and that she had hidden it up in the trees when she apparently personally did the artwork. She'd hidden it up in the trees and then she forgot to take it out when they went to press. That's her story and she's sticking to it.
All right. I wonder what Jane would say. Maybe Jane has it. I know Jane has the Taylor Swift hotline. Maybe Jane
of course.
Tell us on her show later today, this afternoon, her take, or Taylor's take for that matter.
She should probably actually just call her and find out. So I looked online and I found it, and it's like in white lettering up kind of on a whitish sky. It's hard to see, so I'm sure the people who discovered it were so excited. She says it's not an Easter egg. But if no one knows you're making the record anyway, what difference does it make if you call it what you're going to call it or not? Woodvale, Evermore, Folklore, who cares? So I think there's something to this. Because see me, like in the conspiracy theory?
Yeah.
And that she is going to drop another record because she's got nothing else to do but write and record songs. She's stuck at home like everyone else. By the way, she is selling her house. Let's see if I can find the price. Oh, no, she's not
in
selling
Cape
her house.
Quad?
It's that. No, it's in Rhode Island. It's She's not selling her house. It's the house next door. You can live next to Taylor Swift.
Oh, she's going to buy it. She's got to buy it, right?
Well, here's the thing. I'm looking at the pictures of this place because it's only $12 million, so I'm thinking about it.
Uh-huh.
The house next door is prominently featured in several of the pictures. I'm like, why are they so keen to show that house? Like there they are, right on the beach. And here's the house. And here's a picture of it. And oh, look, just to the right, there's another big mansion. It's really pretty for $12 million. I mean, it's beautiful. It's that weathered shingle Dutch hip roof. It's absolutely gorgeous. And if you want to live next to her in Westerly, Rhode Island, 12 Bluff Avenue, all you got to do is come up with $12 million.
You like Rhode Island?
Rhode Island has some nice things. I was born in Rhode Island.
I know that you were. I'm curious if you like it, though.
Well, I went to school there, too, actually. I do like it. I would say yes. And actually, it's sort of fringes out into the sea. It's in the Narragansett Bay. There's miles of coastline, and it's there's some really high-end places to live in Rhode Island. Like, it's serious. There's serious money on the shoreline. But some of these places, they take forever to get out to and stuff.
Looking at it now. It doesn't look like there's much surf. Lots of sailing, though.
Yeah, no, it's the Atlantic. So, you can probably body surf, but it's certainly not known for its surfing in Rhode Island.
There's a couple pictures of guys out there. Hey, Rhode Island, what's up?
Huh. I don't know where Westerly is in this, so I don't know if... Because Narragansett Bay is... It's an inlet, so it wouldn't have that kind of surf. I don't know if she faces the Atlantic Ocean. I did not look up where Westerly is.
Must be beautiful.
Oh, it's lovely. I mean,
anytime you have a view
gorgeous.
Of the ocean, you're
right. Whether
the
you
game.
Can surf it or not, how right. exciting is that?
Mm-hmm.
What have I got for time? Plenty of it. All right. The White Stripes. If you're a fan,
I am.
They're not a band anymore. I mean, I don't. Maybe they are. Maybe they never officially, the two of them went, we're not doing this anymore. Because they have actually announced a live album. And they've re-uploaded some Saturday Night Live performances from years ago, which I guess apparently you couldn't even find these things. After years of silence, the White Stripes have decided to put out a bunch of... This is Jack White and Meg White. They've decided to put out a bunch of reissued material... Just, I don't know, to give us something nice before the year closes, I guess. Earlier this month, the band released a greatest hits record and an animated video.
Yeah, I was going to say that. They're sort of active at the moment because of that greatest hit, so maybe that's why.
Yeah, so now they're going to do a new live album, and they shared the re-upload of two performances from Saturday Night Live from 2002. It's, they did Dead Leaves in the Dirty Ground, and We're Gonna Be Friends. So, there's Meg playing the drums, and there's Jack being all cool. So if you are if you're interested, I guess you can find those things now. They're on YouTube, the SNL Vintage, it's called. And if you love the band, then there are going to be a bunch of live performances.
I don't know if she's since spoken about her decision to leave music, but it is a trip that she was in such a hot band and decided, I don't want to do this anymore. And I thought the story was she had performance anxiety. But I don't know if that ultimately is the case, or she's just like, this guy's crazy. I don't want to tour the world with him anymore. Or I don't know what her story would be. But imagine leaving, working in a band, making it, and then going, I don't want to.
In a way, I always wondered about the White Stripes because it didn't seem like even with their songs that they were angling to make it. They, you know, they're just this kitschy little cute band. Isn't she even not really a drummer? Like,
no, she drums and he loves her drumming, whether or not she's considered a good drummer. He uh-huh. always says she's like the motor that I can't do White Stripes without her.
Right.
So he's been very complimentary. And I actually saw his interview on, weirdly, Dan Rather does an interview show on Access Channel. And it was him talking about that. And he was like, we hit in Detroit and none of the people in Detroit liked that we were having success. Like, apparently the scene felt like they should get to go with him.
Yeah. How dare you? How dare you and some girl on drums make it big?
Right. So he was like, that was his story was, I had to move and I moved to Nashville.
Yeah.
And that's why, because we
made
it.
That's funny because I always think of him as a Nashville guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, the people of Detroit did not like their success.
Well, if you like their success and you like White Stripes, there's a new live album that's coming out, apparently. I might have to go back and watch those SNL things. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
God, can you believe it's been 18 years since O2? It seems impossible.
No.
Eddie Van Halen was cremated 3 weeks after his death, and he wanted his ashes spread off the coast in Malibu. That is where he wanted to join the ocean. The ashes were sent to his son, Wolfgang. Eddie Van Halen died at 65 following a battle with throat cancer. He died back in October 6th, and the ashes went to his son.
I just read about that, you know, they go, the cause of death. And I'm like, well, he had cancer forever. So I'm going to guess cancer.
Mm.
And it had spread badly. So.
Right.
But
did he start with mouth cancer and then he had throat cancer? And then doesn't cancer just sort of say.
Yeah, it had spread. It spread. Mm. But he died of a stroke, they said.
Oh. Oh. Hm.
Which I'm sure his body was just.
Yeah.
That's
enough
what
of this.
It gives up.
Right. Yeah, that's I hadn't heard that. That's I saw throat cancer, but I too had seen stories where it had spread. Anyway, Eddie Van Halen, rest in peace. Rest in the ocean. Just rest. That would be good. Mm-hmm. And that is all I got time for, Vin. What do you got?
Well, I got a lot of stories, including what people say whether about what people think about their year and whether they were naughty or nice. The old don't give me a gift line and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.